Roger Craigmile is sifting through the many papers, medals, and bags of other items his father collected while serving during World War II. Craigmile's dad, Paul, served in the Army. He was part of the 181st Field Artillery Battalion.
181st and 947 were a group that started out in New Guinea, and then they were involved in the liberation of the Philippine Islands.
Roger Craigmile, who now lives in the family home in Malta, says his dad never really opened up about his time in the military. He also doesn't think his father was particularly fond of being stationed overseas.
I don't think he wanted to be there. Like, I don't think anybody really likes to be in a war. But it was a duty that you had to do, and his number came up, and he went in.
After completing his service, Craigmile's dad returned to Illinois to become a farmer. Over time, reunions for the unit began to surface, but at first, Paul Craigmile was reluctant to go.
And then finally, Mom kind of persuaded Dad to go, and he had a pretty good time meeting all the old friends and guys that he had been with and stuff.
Craigmile's mom then took an active role in recruiting other members of the unit to attend reunions. Outside of the interaction with his old war buddies, Craigmile says his dad still didn't talk about it too much. It was only till after his dad died 5 years ago that Craigmile began finding more information and items about this group of soldiers. Last year, that interest turned into a bit of a side project when the phone rang.
I looked at caller ID, and well, I didn't recognize that name or the phone number at all. And there's a woman on the other end of the phone, and we started talking, and she told me her name, and here it turns out that her father was in 181st Field Artillery Battalion, and he was a lieutenant. He was one of Dad's commanding officers.
We spoke at length initially, and Roger was in a similar situation, and he had said when he got through some more of his father's things that if it was anything that related, that he would send it on to me.
That's Jean Sanfinandre, who lives in the New York City area. The similar situation she mentioned was that her father, Walter, was also reluctant to share stories about his time in the service.
And he would tell us the good things, like how much he enjoyed the Navy ship and food, specifically.
Like Roger, Sanfinandre started to do a little more digging after her father's death and eventually came across the Craigmile name. Since making the connection, she has received items from Roger that give her a better sense of what life was like for her dad while serving.
He was a forward observer at one point, and in this last document that Roger sent me, there's dates when he went, when he was appointed, and some of the things that he had cited.
Sanfinandre says it's been nice to be able to share this information with her family and a younger veteran who was close friends with her father. Brandon Vineyard is with the National Museum of the Pacific War. A couple of years ago, the museum established a database called the Society of Sons and Daughters of World War II Veterans. Vineyard says they haven't yet noticed a defined trend of people making these kind of connections across the country, but he says you wouldn't be surprised if they start to see more of it.
We're coming up faster than what we think on seeing that last World War II veteran die.
Vineyard says, like the vets have done themselves, they want to start holding annual get-togethers for children of World War II service members. As for people like Roger Craigmile, it's not necessarily about creating a large network of connections. It's about keeping the memories of his father's unit alive.
I don't feel the torch has been passed on to me. I'm just kind of right now, I guess you'd call it maybe a guardian of this little section of history right now.
I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.